Yeah, he's good. He's pretty good. Yeah, he's really good. I like him. He's good. His name is Danny Silk, and he wrote this book called Unpunishable.
Unpunishable.
He talks about how we go through life making the same mistakes. We look at it all wrong. We look at repentance as doing certain things, and then when we do those certain things, then we release them. It's not a relationship that we have with the Lord. We don't repent because we want to be in His presence and we want to make things better. We repent because we want to say we're sorry for what we've done, do our punishment, and go on with our life. It's a lot harder to be repentant because it's a lot harder to go and restore the relationship that you have destroyed, as opposed to just saying, here's my punishment, like the minister that he falls away. Okay, so I cheated on my life. I'm a minister, so I can't be a preacher anymore for 6 months, a year, or whatever, and then come back to it. It's a lot easier to do that, than to go and fix things. And he said the reason we do that is because we grew up with this punishment mentality. Everything you do, there's punishment associated with it. And it's not, what that does is causes shame and causes repetitiveness of the same thing that you're doing wrong, because it pushes you to isolation. And when you push to isolation, you keep away from God and you kind of don't deal with your sin. That's the way I'm doing it. It's very deep. I listened to it a couple of times, but it's pretty neat. It's kind of a neat thing. I've never heard of it. Yeah, it always comes back to right. And the reason you want to do something right is not because you're afraid if you don't, you're going to get punished, but it's because the God Almighty is watching and you're doing it in fear of God, not a fear of punishment. So you're doing it because you want to please Him, because is the first and foremost thing in your life, and because of the love that you have for Him, you don't want to hurt Him. But we get into this situation where we do the same thing over and over because we've been dealt with in this punishment mentality, which leads to isolation, which leads to doing the same thing over and over, and we've got to pull away from that somehow. And there is a root of it, because he goes into this later that there's this thing called the broken spot in each and every one of us, and you have to figure out what that is, and you have to take that before the Lord and be healed. That broken spot, that's what causes you to be isolated. I want to get the book.
Discipline.
And what he says is easier to be punished, because if you're disciplined, you have to look at your sin.
And change.
You have behavior, sure, but you change the heart. But if you try to just change the behavior, it happens again because you haven't dealt with the core problem.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's really hard. Yeah, this is what it looks like. Finishing. Oh, unpunishable. Again, look.
Okay.
I read it, and it didn't really, I mean, I kind of got it, but it's much better for me to listen to it. She needs the restroom upstairs.
Yeah, yeah. Thank you.